your fundraising would have come about probably as a deputy there at the Historical Society. Would that be your first opportunity to get into that business?
Yeah. You know, fundraising is a very interesting subject matter. And, you know, I see how many people can go to school and all that. In fact, Dr. Ann Morgan in the Kirkpatrick Foundation sent me down to a fundraising school in Dallas, Texas for 2 weeks. And I thought to myself, that's interesting, but I fell in love with it. And bottom line, I'll never forget leaving there saying, my motto will be, if it's good for Oklahoma, then you can raise the money. Let's start with that. If it's not good for Oklahoma, don't get into fundraising. The first example was the USS Oklahoma Punch Bowl, which is priceless, was being utilized at every event, putting Orange A, Gatorade, and all that. Well, my professionals were telling me it was deteriorating the silver that was in there. Now, this was precious because this came off of our ship, USS Oklahoma.
Okay, explain that. Punch bowl. What do you mean?
The punch bowl was made by Gorham in New York. This was a punch bowl for all dedications and all social ceremonies. It was a part of the Oklahoma Historical Society, and they asked to have it sent over to the Capitol, and it was being used for the last 15 or 20 years, but deteriorating. We got a hold of Gorham up there, and how can you make a replica so we can get everybody to quit using the exact one? And they told us it would cost about $70,000. I said, okay, we got to figure out how to raise it. The veterans thought we ought to put out a cup at all the vet deals. Well, there was a lady in Kingfisher, Oklahoma, Mrs. Bowman, Edna Bowman was her name. She stopped me and she said, Blake, come over here. I want to talk to you. I want you to know I don't want you taking any more money from those vets. My husband served on that ship, and I want you to come over and get a check, and I'll pay for it. I thought, okay, now we're seeing it. And here this young little lady, she's 90 years old at the time, she wrote a check with her financial people there and said, I don't want any other vets paying for this punch bowl. And it's the one that's right now in the governor's mansion right as you go in the entranceway, the replica is. Now, the real one is still over at the Historical Society.
Yeah. So you're 4 years as a deputy director, and then you served how many years as executive director of the Oklahoma
Historical? 9 years.
Nine years, yeah. During that time was the building of the Oklahoma History Center.
At the very end of my time, we were awarding the design of it when Frank Keating called and asked me to come over. And he said, Blake, I'm about to leave, and I've got one thing I want to do before I leave. I said, what is it? And he said, I want to put the dome on the Capitol.
So then Dr. Blackburn, Bob Blackburn, he was the one that oversaw the actual building of the History Center.
Absolutely, and did a great job.
Right. Were you frustrated with the Oklahoma legislators when it came to funding? I'm sure you wanted more money than you received.
I can tell you who it was. Senator Enoch Kelly Haney was the head of the Senate Appropriations, an American Indian here in Oklahoma. And he said, Blake, we're going to give you half the money for you to start buying those houses. So we did get half the appropriation before I left, and we did get the approval from the board of directors on the design of it and the approval to take that land. So that's basically when I left, was at that time.
You saw in 9 years there a lot of growth in the Historical Society and awareness for the public.
Absolutely. That was my job, was to tell the people of Oklahoma what we had and the hidden secret. Academics in research, they love to really not be too public. They love to get in there and do their history and all that stuff. Yet they finally, I think, understood that in order to pay their salary, they needed to let other people out there know in the state of Oklahoma how important of jobs they're doing. That was so important to me, is to tell these stories of professionals that were doing wonderful jobs about how they're keeping the history of Oklahoma. And that was what I primarily did, and I cared that much about it.
Well, you had state money, but you were looking for private money, too, so you had to be
a fundraiser. We raised a bunch of private dollars. If it was good for Oklahoma, that's what we did. And any project of the 32 museums and historic sites around the state, I'll give you an example. The White House of the Chickasaws was down in southern Oklahoma, and it was just a dilapidated place. Now today it is a prominent piece of the Chickasaw history. we got the Chickasaws to pay to get it all refurbished, and that was the kind of thing we did.
You would travel the state and speak then, I suppose, at every kind of rubber chicken event and all that kind of thing.
Bob and I, we call ourselves Mutt and Jeff. We had to do a lot of things, cost cuttings, but he and I got along real well. We did a good job. He likes to tell the story about the one time we were going into appropriations. I got in and knelt before them. I knew that they had me anyway, so I just knelt and said, whatever you guys want to do, I'm all for, and everybody laughed. But what we did, we got our appropriations that time. So, you know, whatever it took to get the job done is the way we do it.
This is a point for young people listening. Apparently, when you're a good leader, you can walk into areas that you basically don't know much about, but you can still lead the people in the direction, and you learn it as you be, because you did that several times here.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you've had an affinity for horses, but you didn't know a whole lot about the business,
No. And
you were a leader there. History, you didn't know what you were taught
right.
in high school
That's
history,
right. That's right.
You know, and you walked in, and there was a leadership there as well. So you don't have to know the topic. You just have to be good with people and be a leader.
And you got to care. You got to really genuinely care, and people understand when you're false.